Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and we are in New Cross today.
Yeah.
Lenny's looking particularly zen.
Zen. Well, I've had...
And I'm a bit flappy, aren't I?
I've had a lovely time recently.
Have you?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Well, last night,
yeah,
went to the opening night of Plaza Suite.
Mum, you're essentially like an influencer now. Like
no,
a
I'm not an influencer.
A lovely influencer.
No, I'm not.
SJP inviting SJP. You to the opening.
It was
fabulous.
Everyone was there that you wanted to
Who was there?
Be there.
Who was there?
Bill Nighy.
Did you have a chat?
Samantha Bond, Miss Moneypenny from James Bond. Russell Tovey, your mate Jake.
Our mate Jake.
I sat next to Mo Gilligan.
Lovely. Did you
Lovely.
Have a chat?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't mention
but
him?
The highlight of the night was meeting Anthony. Or Anthony.
Shaw? Anthony, we're talking about as the character
Mario Falcone.
The character in Sex and the City and Just Like That.
Yeah.
How was that for you, Mum? You're getting closer.
He gave me a hug. I didn't get that close to SJP, even though I went to the after party.
Did you see her?
No.
Oh.
I left before she came. It was, there must have been 500 people there.
Wow.
It was very exciting.
You are booked and busy, Lenny.
Susan Hampshire, Martin Freeman.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Sheridan Smith.
Great.
Yeah.
I'd love
and
Sheridan
the beautiful
on.
Hannah Waddingham.
Oh.
Who looked magnificent in a fabulous blue suit.
Did you get up to her?
No.
Oh.
I did look at her and watch her. And champagne in tumblers. Because they had run out of champagne glasses.
How did that make you feel?
So I said, I'll have a tumbler, darling. Fill it up.
That sounds great. So, yeah, today we have somebody that we both adore.
Well, I've adored him since I first saw him dance. He must have the best Latin technique I've ever seen.
All right, Shirley.
Yeah. Oh, Arlene Phillips was there as well last night.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
Mum.
She looked great. You know, she's bloody 81 or 82. She looks like in her 60s. She looked fab.
We have Johannes Radebe on the podcast.
Can't wait.
I was very lucky to do the opening of Strictly this last year, and Johannes danced in that, and for me that was so special. And I loved meeting him. He has a book called Jojo, Finally Home, that came out last year, all about growing up in South Africa and his journey into dancing and being a gay man. He also has a tour happening. The show is called House of Jojo, and it's going everywhere from High Wycombe to Liverpool.
Well, where are we going, darling?
London Palladium.
Yeah.
I can just imagine how fabulous it's going to be.
Well, he's a totally fabulous person.
Yes, he is. And I've got lots of questions for him about Strictly.
Yeah, me too.
He had such a good year.
The most memorable was him dancing with John Waite, doing the Paso Doble.
That was fantastic. Was that when they were like Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
That was really good.
I just loved that. And they kind of threw it, they flew.
If I was ever going to be on Strictly, I would want him.
Yeah, me too.
I'm cooking. So I made it last night. I've done it before on the podcast a couple of times, just because it's easier and I'd been away for the weekend. So I did the Jamie Oliver pulled brisket, like chili. And I'm not going to serve it with rice today. I've got corn tortillas, like tacos.
Great.
And I've done a Thomasina Myers, you know, the bean and mango, lime and spring onion and tomato thing. And then also I've done a coleslaw with red cabbage, spring onions. I'm quite into putting spring onions in instead of onion. I think it's kind of a bit less oomphy, which I like. Carrot, apple, a little bit of chipotle Tabasco, and some lime and yogurt I used, and a bit of mayo. So that's
not too hot.
Not too hot.
Okay.
And then you've done pudding.
Well, thanks to Maria Barker, who I tasted this recipe at her house. So it's, I hate the description of it, it's a moist orange cake.
Oh, you're very...
It's made with the pulp of two oranges and just ground almonds, eggs and sugar. The topping's genius. It's cream cheese with some cream, grated orange and lemon zest, and some lemon juice. So they call it a cheesecake topping.
So it's kind of like a carrot cake topping.
No, it's more like a cheesecake topping because it's very citrusy.
Mm.
Well, you'll try it. I thought it was fabulous.
Yum.
Yeah.
Johanna's coming up. Cheers.
Now, what do they say in South Africa for a cheers?
Isn't not even, you know, that there's no word.
There's
in
no
Africa, in African language, no, there isn't.
Oh, what a
shame. What does Jojo say then?
When are the fella hawing?
You see?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hawing. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. What's that
meaning? Let's go.
Oh, wow.
Because you know once you have this.
Oh,
darling.
Delicious. Oh.
Is there anything better than a good glass of champagne at lunchtime?
A bolly.
A bolly.
Nothing better.
At lunchtime.
So promo's over now. Have you been busy this morning?
I have been busy this morning. Well, I woke up thinking about you too. And
I can see you give the eyes and you make every woman and man feel
special. Yeah, you
and
do.
And like you're devoted to them.
Why shouldn't we in this world?
That's a very good answer, Jojo.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm calling you Jojo now, that's it. Because when I was at Strictly and we were doing our dance together, which I requested you, but I think
you did.
Did you?
I did.
When I saw the powers that be ascend, I was like, okay, something is happening. But they will never do this if the artist herself or himself did not request for this to happen.
Yeah, obviously, I requested Jojo.
What is mad about it all? 2020 in lockdown, I was introduced to you.
Oh, thanks.
And by fluke. I thought I'm not coming back to the United Kingdom.
Why?
I thought that was... No, because of the whole flying thing, you know?
Right, okay.
I was stuck
Where
in South
were
Africa.
You? Okay.
I was stuck in South Africa for something that felt like forever, but it was only 5 months. But as you can imagine, it was 2020. Like, I just thought, even Strictly said, we don't know how we're going to get you here. And the show might not even go on. So I thought that's the end of our careers as you know it. I've just started off. Mm. I am at home feeling quite depressed. My friend said, I've got baby weight on. Let's get into the studio and dance. We were not allowed to go into any government facilities. So we found a hostel, cleaned the floor up, started playing music. We danced. And at the end of the session, she said, I just want to take it easy. You've hammered me the whole day. And I was like, okay, fine. You know, Kylie will sort us out. Let's just swing about and do what we need to do. And on the playlist, just under Kylie, and it was just a random playlist, was this beautiful woman.
Oh, the algorithms. We love an algorithm where I am next to Kylie Minogue.
Oh, you know, so you can imagine when I say this introduction happened organically.
Mm. Of course.
No finger was lifted. So I said to my mom, coming here today is quite special because this is what dreams are made of.
Oh.
And I really do believe...
Yeah, my dreams. Not yours.
Yeah, forget about yours, Jojo.
Oh, you know, I mean, when I said to my friend, I said, Jesse Way is in the building, Mahout. She lost her mind. She was like, no. I said, I'm going to send you a vid of the rehearsal. I can't tell you. Thank you for her.
Oh, that's a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
thank
she wouldn't be the person she is if it wasn't for you. So thank you.
Oh
I love
God.
Mothers.
God,
I'm
going
to
start to cry.
Stop, we haven't even got the music going yet.
I love and I support mothers, I can't tell you. So the reason why you're fabulous is because I know you're standing on shoulders of the queen.
You're about to learn, yeah.
Absolutely. But you mean the world
oh.
to some of us.
Oh, thank you. You mean the world to me, and I so appreciate
it. I can't tell you. So yes. I've been dying to say that to you for years. Even when you sent me a message on Strictly, I was like, you know what? Glitter balls, thin aside, I'm fine.
Listen, when you and John didn't win, you did so well that year. We were talking about that year being a brilliant year.
Well, you know the Pirates.
But we were reaching for you.
Was that the Paso Doble?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I said. Thank God I got it right.
You were brilliant.
You flew. You both of you flew. It was fabulous.
It was magical.
Absolute magic.
Yeah. Life-changing.
Yeah, I think it was.
For everybody in our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the beauty about it all. You know, as I kept on thinking, oh my gosh, I didn't realize the impact it would have in my circle, within my family. So when I tell you that I'm in a better place with my family right now because of that.
Why?
Well, because firstly, I've never ever discussed my sexuality with my family. Mm. I come from a very conservative family. We're a Zulu family. You know, when my uncles talk, it's there to say a man is a man and a woman is a woman. So you can imagine how it has been in my life to try and, you know, and exist in two worlds, so to speak. I always say that Strictly has given me that. Strictly was my coming out party when I put on those patent heels and danced to David Bowie. That was me saying, this is me, take it or leave it. And that's...
So your family didn't know?
No.
Not at all.
No, they must have known.
They must have known.
I mean, you can't be twirling around the house at the age of 4 and 5 and not know.
With your dolls.
And my dolls. And that's the thing. That was never hidden. And I always say, in the house, with my mum, with my dad, with my sister and my granny at the time, who I was never frowned upon or called out or anything of that sort. So I know I grew up thinking I was perfect until I went out into society. You know, that's when I was reminded and told, and obviously extended families as well. I mean, my uncles used to ask me, when are you bringing the wife? Mm. Mm. You know?
What was your stock answer?
In due time.
Okay.
Yeah.
In due time.
You know what I mean? You know, I was like, not now. And when I started with television and I started earning money, it was like, we can find you somebody, have children, we'll look after them. And I said, oh no, I don't think you guys are okay. Go and deal with that. And that is why I think I really tried to move as far away from that world as possible.
Is this your home now?
This is my home now.
Are you British yet?
I've just done my Britishness test.
How
British are you?
You see how British I am. I was shocked at what I had to go through to get...
What were some of the questions? How do you take your tea?
No, they should be asking who won Strictly last year.
Oh, you say that.
That would be a good one. It's a British thing.
It definitely is. I mean, what took me by surprise was learning about Huggies and Ulster Fry.
Haggis?
Yes.
Haggis?
That's Scottish. Oh, I suppose it's Britain.
Yeah, it is.
Did you know what went in haggis?
That is the thing. I was quite surprised as an African boy because I enjoy tripe.
Oh, does tripe go in as well?
No, it doesn't.
It's like meaty muesli, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Really? Mm. It's like cereal and all the bits
go in there. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. No.
I wanted to know. What a strange thing to ask what goes in
there. Were there any more food-related questions?
No, I think that's just basically it. What does Scotland... Northern Ireland, Wales, what do they eat? And everybody has got fish and chips. You know.
What's your favourite food about Britain that you think was a revelation and you thought, this is quite delicious and I didn't think I'd like it? Because the food in South Africa is brilliant.
It's quite similar, isn't it, as well, you know?
Your meats and your king clip and your butterfish, all of those lovely fishes that you don't get here.
Yeah. True, you can say that again. You can say that again. British food.
And your meat is great.
It is. It's stunning. It tastes different to here, let's be honest.
The lamb chops are sensational.
Something else.
Sensational.
When you do a poiky course with that. You know,
I remember I was working in Johannesburg doing what my real job is, which is social work. And I stayed at the Rosewood Hotel in Johannesburg. Yes. And opposite, in this little shopping mall, was this fabulous chop house. And it had the best lamb chops I think I've ever tasted in my whole life. And so wine, the wine.
The wine is divine. I know.
The wine is so divine. I have to say,
it's so, you know, answering all these questions, I'm such a late bloomer. And I literally I grew up with local cuisines.
So what did your mum make? What would your mum make on a Monday evening or a Tuesday evening or the weekend?
You know what? We've got what we call, it's a staple food for every African family in South Africa, pap.
Pap.
Thick polenta.
Uh-huh. Oh,
think
yeah.
of thick polenta. Now, that is every single day. And I don't, you know, sometimes I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, we could have had a little bit of varieties in it. But Zuba so was an issue.
Uh-huh. It fills you up.
Beautifully.
And then do you put like a sauce on top
yes,
or a
soup? Yes, we do.
Soup?
You will do a gravy with yeah. it. You'll do a piece of meat if you can afford. Uh-huh. But that it can accommodate anything. Chakalaka, which is just like your carrots, your green peppers, spices, baked beans, put in a thing just for a little bit of taste and just paprika, salt. And you have that with pap. Cabbage. It's very famous. I know that mum used to get bones from anywhere, from whatever animal that they've slaughtered at the butchers. They buy the remains of that and they put it in the pot and they make a nice stew that will go with the pap.
Did you love your mum's cooking?
I absolutely did. Mm. I absolutely did. It was quite, now knowing what I know, I think it was quite bland, mm-hmm. but it's obviously what she...
She used paprika.
You say paprika. That was the few things. And I think she also learned it from where she used to work.
Where did she work?
She cleaned at this. And lucky for her, she found a job at a garage. You know, it wasn't somebody's home or so. But that family took her in as well, you know. And so it was nice because she would come back with all these spices from this family because she was a Portuguese lady. And that's how the paprika thing came into the family because, I mean, even my cousins now, I'm like, what is that? You know? I mean, I'm like, it makes it nicer.
Do you like hot food?
I am.
Spicy.
I always say I'm an African child. I eat everything. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
And I think that's also because I've lived everywhere and nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever was on the table or whatever I could afford, I shoved in my mouth. So I eat anything.
How many were in your family?
There was my sister, my mum, dad, gran. That was us. Gran passed away. Mum and dad separated. Me, mum and sis moved in with my aunt who had two boys.
So it's always a big table.
There was no table.
Okay.
This is the thing. There was no table. And I wish that we could have had that in my family. We could have been at the table and enjoyed a meal. Firstly, because of the status at home. Dad was never at home in time to enjoy dinner with us. So I've never... And we never used to have a table, so we would sit in the lounge. Mm. And that's the thing, you know. It's either we had to wait for him with mealy meal. Or bring a little bit of a piece of meat. So we used to eat at random times. There was never a set time too. And it was only when I left my family in the township to go live with this family outside in Johannesburg, south of Johannesburg.
How old were you?
I was 14.
Why did you move to live with another family?
To further my dancing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was obvious that was going to be the direction.
Oh, listen. I had to convince everybody that's what's going to happen. Because you can imagine, mum was like, no. Way.
Do a proper job.
She was hoping that I could be a doctor or a nurse.
Obviously.
Was that ever on the cards?
It was.
Yeah?
It was. Even through the dancing, like I went to school, university, after I finished secondary schooling, I went to university and I tried nursing, never worked. I tried clothing and interior, never worked. And all because of finance, you know. And then I dropped that and I just said, okay, fine, ma, I'm going to try and make this dancing thing work.
When did you first start dancing? When you were little?
At the age of 7.
What was the song that got you moving?
It definitely has to be Twist and Shout.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Miriam Makeba.
Wow, listen. Pata Pata. I mean, she
it's
was
probably
my
one of my favourite songs.
But
yeah.
I remember hearing Twist and Shout in a recreation hall in Bophelong. And first time I went to a dance competition, actually. I think that was, for me, the aha moment. I was watching the high section of the evening. There was no professional dancers, but they were amateur because nobody black was allowed to be professional at the time. You know, from where we were and the association that we were with. So when I saw these amateurs dance the song, it was something electric, Jess. Like, you should have, you must see how, there's just this different interpretation, right? And because we were not trained, you know, it came from a different place altogether because it was more of, we aspired to be. And I can't tell you, I was just like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to be this happy. You know what I mean? And that's why I stuck it out.
So you were 7 when that happened?
Yeah.
And black people weren't allowed to compete. So when did that change? How old were you when that changed? Because when you're 14, you're saying, I want to go and be a dancer.
Absolutely. I think I went to dance in a different federation at the age of 10, 11.
Okay. And were they allowed interracial dancing?
That is when it really took off. In
so
their
you were
time.
Allowed to dance, white people were dancing?
We're dancing with Indians, people. Mixed race, okay. We were all there. Yeah.
And how was that feeling at that time? Was it unnerving for you at that time? Because did you feel wanted? Or did you feel like the person that everybody wanted because you were, of course, so talented, but it felt new and positive and change was coming?
It was a place of refuge.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean?
Was there kindness to you?
There was lots of kindness. I made friends. I made, you know, and like you're saying, I felt seen.
Yeah.
You know, because outside that, I was bullied, severely bullied. You know, I hated school with all my heart.
And like, how could someone, you're so tall.
I was short.
Oh, you were short?
I was short.
Johannes, when did you... When did you...
I don't know where... And the reason why I even left my township to go to Johannesburg was because my partner was starting to be taller than me. And they were like, well, we've got somebody who's your height and who can match you. Come. And that's why they poached me as well from this beautiful girl. But something happened in my teens and I just shot right up.
What height are you now?
6'2".
You seem taller, actually.
He's got heels on back, Mum.
He's
got a heel on.
That clearly is the key to everything and a beautiful hat.
How do you say that, Ma?
Is a gorgeous
thank
hat.
Thank you. A friend of mine makes them, so,
it is,
you know.
Incredible.
When I'm missing them, I do throw something on me.
You were obviously doing ballroom from...
I was doing ballroom dancing.
Latin or ballroom?
Latin. Latin was my thing.
You've got the bottom for it, darling.
You say that, my darling.
The best bottom in the business, I think.
Listen. Something about Latin American dancing, I think, you know, I mean, all of those dances do originate from Africa, you know,
yeah.
It's the drums, it's the, and that's what got me about it. Whereas ballroom was quite ethereal, you know, it simply said, you don't belong. And honestly, like, you know, the Latin outfits, you could literally take a piece of material and throw your mother's brooch, you know, and make something that looks and walk onto the dance floor with it. Whereas with ballroom,
suits and...
Exactly, and that is why I did not pursue my ballroom as much as I did my Latin.
But your ballroom is fabulous.
It is the most beautiful thing.
But you made Annabelle Croft. She became a princess in your arms.
Yeah.
She did.
Oh, my
and
God.
And a great dancer.
You know what blows my mind is the fact that you guys watch Strictly Come Dancing religiously.
Oh, we never miss it. I've never missed it since the beginning. We love it.
It's our favourite.
It's our favourite.
That blows my mind. I don't want to tell lies. A mere dance show to have such an impact.
But it's more than a dance show.
It honestly is. But when you look at it from my perspective, darling, never in my wildest dreams did I ever think.
But you know what? It starts off and you think, oh, I don't think much of these people. Then you fall in love with all of them.
Yep,
and
yep.
Every one of them you feel connected with.
Absolutely.
Well, how is it? How does it do that?
You know what? The way I look, the format is brilliant. The amount of time I've spent with Annabelle, I haven't spent with my sister in the past 10 years.
She's...
That's the reality.
Beautiful woman.
It's intense.
It's intense.
Yeah.
JC, it's intense. It's
but I have a question for you because you're beloved and celebrated as you know, you could see the relationship you and Annabelle had, you and John had, you know, this is like, it was friendship. It was real, you know, when you was dancing for her late husband, that was so beautiful. And you were feeling it. We all were feeling it. But it's interesting because how much do you have to be the friend, but also the coach that you're trying to push them and you're not trying to intimidate them? There must be a fine line with how far you can take it. Or do you think that's just from understanding the contestant you have and their potential, because
I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
You know? Well, some of us are great dancers and some of us are great teachers.
Yeah. I think that's true.
I think I've done it long enough to understand that it's not about me.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yes.
I've got an opportunity to come back next year. She doesn't or he doesn't.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, and when you take it from that perspective, you really, you really thrive. You know, when you take yourself out of the equation as a pro, I always think, watch them fly. Mm. Everybody needs encouragement. That's the first thing that I start with. Mm. And dancing itself has the power to transform somebody. I always say anybody can dance. If they were afforded those 13, 14 weeks, everybody, you would see miracles. Mm. You look at something like somebody like Krishnan. I mean,
oh, that was beautiful.
Oh, do you see what I mean?
When he walked in,
I know.
Pigeon-toed,
Because I came to the launch party and I thought, I looked at him and I thought, but he was so smiley and he loved it.
Absolutely.
Loved every minute of it. And I've watched clips of him on tour and he's still adoring every second.
And that's what's needed.
Do you have a little team of your best mates? And who do you practice with? Who's your dance partner for practicing? Or does it change all the time? Because Nadia's very tall.
She is.
So you often are partnered with her.
No, we dance with everybody. No.
No, but she needs a tall person.
She does.
Yeah.
She does. But there's been instances where she's danced with Gorka.
Oh, really? Oh, we love Gorka. We love Gorka. So handsome.
Gorka is the realist. I tell you. I have to say, they're all individuals, aren't they?
Yes.
We all are. Like, I mean, look at me.
Mom, are you asking any food?
I'm going to ask you about babuti. Does anyone ever eat that in South Africa? They say it's like a dish that everyone eats in South Africa.
Yes.
Do they?
Not everyone. Not where I come from.
And you're a Zulu.
And I'm a Zulu boy.
So do you speak what language?
I speak Sesotho.
That's not click talk.
Yep. That repertoire of music I've actually brought into my tour.
Good.
For the past 2 years. And what's been interesting is that you talk about Miriam Makeba, and that's just...
It's my favourite.
Oh, listen.
Pata Pata.
I can't tell you.
When I was 18, that was the music I was dancing to in discos.
Oh, wow.
Pata Pata with a gorgeous boy called Saul. And we moved to Pata Pata. It was my favourite.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Oh my goodness, this looks delicious. Well, I could never. Hopefully.
It's like pulled brisket, chili with bits and bobs. So that's what you're having.
Oh my gosh. Honestly.
Jessie, pass me a tortilla, darling.
These are corn tortillas. They're like from a really great place that's called the Chili Company or whatever, the Cool Chili Company. But they're like corn tortillas. So it's slightly more kind of authentic taco tortillas. So, but like, you know, take it or leave it. It's fine. You can just try it. If you don't like it, I won't be offended. I didn't make them. It's fine.
Okay,
perfect. Just shove it all in.
They smell divine.
Good, fine.
The corn is coming through.
Mm.
There. You haven't got any meat.
Oh my God.
Here, darling.
This is divine. Thank you. Thank you for this.
Thank you, Jessie.
Can you cook?
You know what, Jessie?
No.
Oh. I get the feeling not. Jess.
I shouldn't have gone to Celebrity MasterChef. I don't know what was I trying to achieve.
How badly did you do?
Not bad seeing that I was not the first one to kick it
okay,
out.
Okay, that's fine.
So, I mean, my agent said to me, well, Joe, sometimes it's not about winning. It's about taking part, isn't it?
But is that quite hard for you to not win?
Yes. And that is what I was arguing to him. I was like, I'm not going to win. He was like, it's not about winning. Just take part, you know, push yourself.
Do you really hope to win Strictly?
You will. I kind of feel like you win it every year in a way. Do you know what I mean? Your story that you have, like,
yeah.
It's a beautiful journey that you create with your contestants.
Thank you, Jay.
But we would like the fucking ball. Like, give them the damn ball.
Listen, I've made peace with it. You know, I really, really have. Something that I haven't given up on, I'm talking rubbish, because it would be lovely, I think, after all these years of never winning it. I've done it in South Africa for 3 years before I came here.
And you never won it.
And I've never won it.
You talk about that community that you had at the beginning of your career, your dance career.
Yeah.
It was your sanctuary. But you're always in competition. So I've met plenty of dancers that give me the DL on various tours. There are dramas. Dancers have dramas.
Oh, baby.
How do you deal with that? Because it's like anything. It's like creatives and being intense, you know, whether it's a tour or a competition. It's like, can it sometimes get a bit too much? Or do you know how to avoid the drama now? Or are you there with your cup of tea?
I'm there with my cup of tea.
Of course you love the drama.
I am there with a cup of
hot tea.
Because I always find it so interesting what you're saying, and I'm so observant. And thank God this came to me at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having to deal with different people and different personalities and finding myself in different communities, I think that really taught me a lot. So when I eventually got my break and I was traveling the world with world-class dancers that had titles, British championships, Italian champs, and here comes Johannes with his South African champion. I'm like, oh, Jesus, Johannes, it's not even a world title. Fine. But I always understood that and just thought to myself, be the hardest working one in this room. Also just given, it's just, that has been my motto since a young boy. I was like, you know, the odds are against you. And I've always been the first black one in everything that I did. That was amazing, so to speak. So the pressure of having to keep up has allowed me to firstly be kind to myself. In that situation, I always say to myself, Jones, just step back a little bit, let the divas do their thing. And that I always find worked for me, to say that, you know what, make space, but ultimately put on the music and let's dance. If we get to the job of it, let's do the job, because we can walk away from it after we are done with it. That always centered me, that I can walk away from it whenever it gets too much. So therefore, I remove.
I think you've got a very calm presence, don't you think?
I think JoJo can turn it on and off, okay. And we'd have a good night out. And still turn up for work professionally on the next day.
Absolutely.
The thing that blew my mind, when you came in for a cuddle and I was like, sorry, you smoke? I was like, sorry, I didn't think dancers smoked. And you had had like a power fag before we'd done the bloody run-through. And I was just like, and you're still the fastest. You're still the most, like, it's like, it blew my mind. How many dancers smoke?
A lot.
I bet a lot.
Do you smoke more when you're doing Strictly?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
You know that I'm weaning myself off it right now, because I'm you're not stressed. Why are you smoking so much, you know? But it's a lot, isn't it?
Just,
it's a lot. And I think, honestly, thank goodness for where I come from, because my sister, you know, people like that have always just, they call me to order every time I grow wings. They're like,
I think your wings can get bigger and bigger and you can fly higher and higher. I'm going to come to your meal now. Starter, where are we going?
Starter.
Who's cooking it? Where are we going? It's not going to be you cooking it.
It definitely is not going to be me cooking it.
Do you eat out a lot? Or takeaways?
This country has spoiled me. It has really, really spoiled me.
Who spoils you the most on delivery?
I mean, there's a place called Spoon and Rice.
Spoon and Rice. Never heard of
Filipinos.
It. Filipinos.
Oh.
Is it amazing?
their pork burritos with a sweet and sour sauce.
It's like bringing a tear to your eye, Nelly.
I can't even begin to tell you. I'm scared to confess that ever since I've discovered it, I've had it every day since then. And I'm talking about 2021.
Stop.
Jesus.
I've got a relationship with them.
I hope they're giving you a discount, babe.
They definitely are. I walk into the kitchen to fetch my order.
So you are a creature of habit and routine.
It is terrible.
And do they love you?
Yeah, I bet they bloody do. He's been bloody keeping them in business for the last 2 years.
They've got my money. They have all my money. I can't begin to tell you. And it's not only that. And that's the beautiful thing about it. I live next to a box park. And you guys know what that is. So I'm quite...
Got lots of things.
I have. You know, it's a variety of things.
Was that burrito going on the Last Supper?
That burrito is definitely going into the...
Is it the starter or is it the main?
I think it should be the main.
Oh, wow. You love it that much.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I've recommended to everybody that I know. Everybody that comes and visits, I take them there. But there's also a beautiful place that makes curries around the corner, and it's at an unknown. Mm-hmm. I normally jump onto the train, two stops, Baker Street. There I am in front of the Hellenic Center. There's an Indian place at the corner.
Right. What's your order there?
The chicken korma.
Uh-huh.
With naan bread.
What kind of naan bread? Are you going Peshawari?
Garlic.
Garlic, okay.
Jesse.
Are you so happy having a korma?
That is the thing. And they also put me in a corner where I can have my fag and a heater.
Stop. JoJo's actually got cotton. Oh my god, I'm obsessed.
I mean, I am, you know.
So I'm obsessed. So okay, yeah. We're having a korma and we're having a burrito, spoon and rice, and then this place, two stops. What's it called? This Indian place. Do you want to tell everyone the name?
No.
It's a special one.
It's a special place.
You don't want everyone to take your smoking spot.
And, you know, on an odd day.
Okay, so we've got the two mains. Are you going korma starter, or are we going korma and burrito for main with the fag? Love you. your body is irritatingly divine.
I know, Lee.
And you're there having kormas and burritos and smoking. Darling, it's just not fair.
I know, and I know it's going to stop at some point.
No.
Darling, you've got to let him eat.
Yeah, you need to eat. Eat some food. Eat some food.
It's divine.
We have not finished the Last Supper.
No, and I want to know if Annabelle's cooked for you. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, good.
She
and
has.
Good cook?
Amazing cook.
Yeah, really? I could see that.
She's an all-rounder, that girl.
You can you know what I mean. When I tell you that I've never gone hungry with that woman.
She's a feeder.
She's got three kids and they're all grown.
They're gorgeous children.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
kids.
You
and
could
when
see.
Your kids sing your praises, Ma, you know that you've done your job, isn't it? What I found incredible was the fact that they're not young. They're not young anymore. But they seemed to care so much about what their mum was going through as if they were not going through it themselves.
No.
That used to hit me hard. Mm. And I know that their mother was also aware of the fact that she's crying and her kids needs comfort as well.
It's quite raw, though. It's not long. It's not even a year yet.
When they said I'm dancing with her, I was like, what are they trying to achieve? And I say that because 2 weeks before I started, I buried my cousin who committed suicide.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I didn't feel like, honestly, I didn't feel like anything. Mm. You know, I wasn't excited as I normally would be because I was like, this is supposed to be the most exciting period. I've just come back off a very successful tour. But, you know, I had to then go home. And I went home to go sort out my credit cards and my driver's license, because I was like, I don't want to come back and have a struggle. And he did that. And I could have stayed out there for longer. But after we buried him, I had to fly back and do my audiobook. That was hard. And when Strictly started, I was just like, oh, okay. Just felt like I was going through the motions. So you can imagine when they said, oh, you know, here are the partners. I was like, oh, okay, great. I just really wanted to deal with it. But at this, you never allow the time to deal with whatever it is you're going through in your life for that however long it's on. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they said, Johannes, we think that you're the person to partner this woman. And I just thought to myself, they're reaching. They really are. I remember calling my agent. I was like, I don't know what's trying to happen. maybe we should say that I shouldn't get a partner this year because I just really need some time out.
Did you know her story, her backstory?
I read, as soon as they're announced, I pull up my phone, Google, and I do my research, you know. The people that I spoke to, they were like, you need to dance with Annabelle. We know her, you know. And I was just like...
Do you think it was because of your mindset, because you were still grieving and because you weren't like...
It was that.
Did they know about your cousin?
I did. I did mention it. Uh-huh. I did mention it.
But she's so...
So you needed each other, maybe.
But she's... Yeah, maybe it was...
And that is the thing. A lot of people say, oh, Johannes, you helped Annabelle. No, Annabelle helped me.
I want to talk about the book because I feel like you're incredibly open and generous with your words. Yeah. And you confide so beautifully. But you also are a private person. You don't want people to know what the curry place is that you go to. You need that separation. So why did you decide to do Jojo, the book, Finally Home?
Because there's no life-affirming stories for my nieces and my nephews. None. Mm. Absolutely none. People that look like them don't go off to do great things. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
My agent said to me, Johannes, I think you should write a book. And I said, oh, stop. I'm too young. What am I going to say? Mm. And it was at the back of coming back from Buckingham Palace and meeting the king. And how that came about.
How did that come about?
Oh, don't even ask, just because we're still trying to figure it out. I can't even tell you. My agent just called them up and said, I want Johannes to come to the state banquet. And they were like, oh, we would love to have him. So, but that was because I was there prior with, you know, so people, I've been to the Buckingham Palace before, but I haven't been inside Buckingham Palace. I was outside. Yes, I did walk through. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, for how it came about was the fact that
my agent
just thought...
Is this your agent here?
This is my agent here. And just thought, I'm going to call these people for the second time and say, why is Johannes not invited to this event?
Anne got you the invite. Oh my God.
Got me the invite. We were invited...
Good agent.
We were invited earlier by the Earl of Essex. He invited me and for the Duke of an Edinburgh Award to come give a keynote speech to 3,000 people... Not students, but participates.
How did you find that?
That was nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
But what was beautiful is that I got to take my mum with. So my mum is obsessed with
the
monarchy.
She's obsessed with the monarchy.
She is obsessed. She didn't have a hat on. I said, Bami, nobody's going to mind. I don't think everybody's going to have a hat. It's a garden party. Just chill. Oh. But I got a Victoria Beckham. Should have seen her.
Have you got a picture?
Yes, I do. I do. I'll show you.
Did she have a good time?
She had an amazing time, even though, you know, my mama can't. I'm like, girl, you forget where we come from. But she was looking at the mugs. My agent was telling me, you could see the thought process in her going to say, why is there plastic mugs?
Oh, my God.
The work.
Why were there plastic mugs?
We
should be fine China.
We're paying our taxes for plastic.
There were 3,000 people. I don't think they were going to take out the best of the best. Do you know what I mean?
I could have hired them.
That is iconic.
Plastic.
I think my mom was just like, what is going on?
I would be saying the queen.
She is a queen.
Can I go and sort out
what were the snacks like?
Oh my gosh, what's the snacks? I don't even remember eating.
You just remember the plastic
I remember
mugs.
there was biscuits. Sorry, my darling. Okay. Oh my gosh, this cake.
Yeah. Have you got a sweet tooth?
Gosh, I do.
That brings me to your dessert for your last supper. What would the dessert be?
There's something that we call a quick sister in South Africa.
A quick sister?
A cook sister. Cook is a cake.
Okay.
But it is dough.
Yeah.
You plate it.
Uh-huh.
You fry it.
Oh yeah.
You dunk it in syrup or honey.
Mm.
And once it comes out as hot as it is, you just throw coconut on it.
Ooh.
It's the most divine thing. And of course, and my mom was like, that's just pure sugar. You might as well just drink cellulite. But that takes me back to my childhood.
Would you say that's a nostalgic
taste? I can't even begin to tell you. The minute you smell it, because I think it was done in each and every household.
Uh-huh.
So you would walk and it would just smell that syrup.
Was there a particular day that people made it?
Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday morning. Okay. We had to go fetch the cook sisters.
Okay.
And because at the time I was living in with this family and they were a mixed race family. You know, whereas, and of course, different cultures, different traditions, especially when it came to food, they used to do all kinds. And that's where they trained my palate.
Because was that a positive experience?
It was
for you?
A very beautiful experience because, like I said, I was introduced to everything else.
Are you still in touch with them?
I am. I wrote about them in the book. They're my dance parents. You know, I call them that. And they have nurtured me. I can't tell you. Sometimes I just wish I could win the lottery, you know, Jess, and just, I don't know, and make sure that they're comfortable in life. You know, I just got my mom a medical, a health insurance. I wish I could do that for them as well. You know, I just don't have enough money. But it will come.
You're on the rise.
It's going to be fine. Yeah.
So that would be your pudding. That would be your dessert.
That would be my pudding.
What would be your drink of choice?
I always, like I said, you guys have spoiled me. I've learned new things. I have to say, but I'm a Jack and Coke boy.
Jack and Coke?
Oh my goodness. You can imagine my secondary school and that's all. I mean, we had to fundraise for that Jack. We had to do a couple of things and wash cars.
Okay.
To get a bottle of Jack Daniels as a young... I know. And I was not a big drinker and I never was. But then ever since I've come here and I've gone to nice places where they make all kinds of drinks, I absolutely love a Pornstar Martini. There's this place in Wembley that makes really nice ones. It's called Escapada.
They're very sweet.
They are sweet tooth.
I mean, my teeth are hurting about it.
It's the passion fruit syrup, isn't it? And it can't be done without the passion fruit syrup.
No.
And the vanilla vodka.
Do you love it? Do you think you could get good at making cocktails at home?
I definitely could, you
I
know.
I believe in you.
I definitely could. I have to say, though, like you said, I'm such a private person. I really am. Very rarely that I would host or bring people around. You know, very few people know where I live.
Do you like your own company?
I do. I've learned to understand that I won't have drama to deal with.
I guess because being a dancer, and particularly the way that you dance, you know, you're in pairs. You dance with other, not even just pairs, groups, all of it. Ooh, mum, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Start with that. You can have more.
You know, you can take
it's
some
cream.
It's sorry. Cream and it's like a citrusy.
With all my heart.
With all my heart, yeah.
See what you think. I think it's delicious.
Start. Do
yeah.
it. Yeah. Thank you, Mum. Oh, this looks great.
What do you think?
So we have... Is it good? Are you happy?
I am floating.
See what you think.
Okay, yes. I'm going to see.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, let's see. Oh, it's good, Lenny.
Yeah.
Oh, you've done yourself proud there.
It's divine, Mum.
That's good. That is good, Mum.
How moist?
Now... Before we let you go and do more promotions, let's talk about the tour that your mum is coming over for. It's a big old tour.
It is, Jessie.
You're going everywhere, from Clandudno to... Yeah, I mean...
It is. Listen.
And the house? How many is in the house? The house of Jojo. How many are in your house?
There is 12 of them, 2 singers and 10 dancers. And I'm happy to announce that one is the X Factor winner and one is the Voice winner.
I watched the Voice and the X Factor. Yeah, okay.
They're soon to be announced. But 3 years ago when I started off, Jessie, I had to go to Freedom to seek out a singer. And I was like, give me any black woman who belts out those numbers at 12 o'clock at night, making all the gays happy.
Yeah.
Send her my way.
Okay.
And funny story, I did find one who was from South Africa, and that was her gigging every single night. And I said, would you like to do a tour? And she went on. And Elisa, I can't tell you how I've been, you know.
That's so lovely.
It's the most beautiful thing, because that is what House of Jojo is.
You've been doing it for a while, right?
I have. I started off as Freedom in 20, after John. I thought, this is the best time to go on tour, you know, because people wanted to see me. When people wanted to see John.
Did John come?
He did. I wanted to do it with me. Thank goodness that I did it then, because honestly, it has given me an opportunity to dance to my own tune.
Yeah, I mean, it's a brand. It's your house.
It is, because I think that has also been a dream of mine to honestly have something I could call my own and tell my own narrative on things. I think I've been dancing to people's music. I don't think people even knew about Miriam Makeba. Well, you know, you have to be of a certain age.
Do you dance?
I dance to all African music. I dance everything. You know, I bring the singers from South Africa to sing in the language.
You, you know, must have the best national anthem of any country in the whole world. It makes me cry. Do you
right?
cry?
Oh, I'm my all God. The time.
Sikelele Africa. Oh, my God. If you ever hear it. Especially, do you remember we had those children,
little
the choir?
Staying,
we had
yeah.
little girls staying from a South African yeah. choir, and they stayed and they sang it for us. And they, every night I'd say, sing it for me.
Yeah.
And they'd sing
they'd get
for
in the garden and sing, yeah.
They'd go in the garden and sing, didn't they?
Yeah.
Your mum is so well versed, isn't it? Just gorgeous.
She is well versed.
And it was just so beautiful. I want to ask you, have you ever tried Pex anchovette?
No, ma'am.
Okay, they made it in South Africa and they've discontinued
she was
it.
Your mum could bring some over.
And then I heard that they were going to start it again in Pick and Pay. You could buy it. So I was maybe
it's
I'll ask your mum to bring some over.
It's an anchovette.
It's
anchovy spread.
And it's
quite a South African.
It's a only
spread.
Made in South Africa
yeah.
by
very
this
delicious.
Company called Pex.
Really?
And one year I bought so much back, I had to pay £200 in excess baggage because I bought half kilo jars of it back and I thought I'll bring 20. And I got 20 kilos is a lot of
so
money.
If your mum could do us a favour.
Yeah, bring some Pex anchovette.
Oh my
Johannes,
gosh.
You've been such... Well, we knew you would be, but it's just such a pleasure to sit
to
and eat
one.
With you. And
go on, what's the question? Karaoke. Do you sing?
Well, let me be honest. I've just had my first voice. Yeah, yeah.
Lesson.
Like my singing lesson, yeah.
He's going on the West End. Oh. That's it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You
know, I needed somebody to say to me, somebody with expertise to say to me.
Who's your teacher?
Her name is Jo.
Jo who? Jo Thompson.
Jo Thompson.
She was my singing teacher.
Stop.
Sweet Jo in East. Sweet Jo. In Acton.
Oh, my God.
I love
God.
Her.
Oh, really?
She's lovely.
She was encouraging, isn't it?
She's amazing.
And that is a thing.
Also, she's not, like, over the top. She just kind of plays the chords, and I love her. She comes to
Does she think you can sing?
That's what she said when I walked out. She said to me, well, you're not a baritone. You're definitely a tenor.
Oh!
And you know what? And that is what, that was a lovely thing. I thought, that's the thing. I was like, you know what, Jesus? I found my girl.
Because Jo Thompson's amazing.
She said, come in, this is my house. We were at tea. I said, okay, we sat down. We had a chat. She said, let's walk into the small room. She said, relax. She said, you're a dancer. Throw your arms about you and your hips about.
Oh
and while you
God.
Do that, sing. I can't tell you, I had the most beautiful day.
She's a good woman.
Beautiful
so,
day.
Okay, so what's your karaoke song? Who do you see yourself if you could be anyone singing?
Always thinking about
I am because
you're not Whitney.
You know,
are you
you're
Whitney?
Sitting, somebody that I really
no,
like.
No, you're not saying me.
No, you know what I mean. Don't.
Would you do me in the karaoke?
Definitely.
Oh wow, Jessie,
that
I wonder how
my
I'm
lips.
Honored. No one has said that. I'm
really?
Honored.
No, babe.
You're
gonna
have to do it now. That's it. And I want video proof. I'm honored.
Don't,
I'm honored.
Don't put me in the. But
and
honestly,
which song would it be Free Yourself?
Don't Stop.
Don't
oh,
Stop.
Oh, you like that one.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a fun dance that we do.
We, yeah,
you have to come to one of
I
our
need,
shows.
I need to. And I am. I'm giving myself the permission to
yeah,
live.
Yeah, come
live.
To I'm
going
to give you the dates of which ones you should be at.
Okay,
and
definitely.
That's what we need
I'm
to
coming.
Do. Thank you so much for being here. It is always just so wonderful to see you on our screens, but to have lunch with you,
also,
an absolute pleasure.
Can you become our best friend?
I thought I was already
okay. That's fine.
You know what I mean? Thank you.
Good luck with the tour.
I appreciate that.
And, yeah, and you should be so proud of yourself. We feel very proud of you.
Thank you.
I think the whole pleasure. Nation does. And yeah, so yeah.
You say that, Madonna. Thank you.
No, we're so very proud. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Where's my baby boy?
Where's my bottle of Bollinger? In the cab with Johannes. No, I'm joking. We wanted him. I love it. That is the sign of a great dinner party guest.
I know.
He was like, that champagne's very nice. And I went, yeah, I'm going on the school run in a minute. Go and take it. And he went, really? And I said, yeah. Hello, you can come in, Bubba. Do you want to come sit on Mummy's lap and be very quiet? Johannes was such a great guest. He's brilliant. I love him. He taught Lenny a little move. Maybe you'll be in the house of JoJo, Mum.
Maybe not.
Is he casting? Lenny would like to join.
No.
Thank you so much, Johannes, for coming on.
And hearing his stories.
Really
just
beautiful. And I love how much he appreciates everything that happens to him.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't take any of it for granted. That was really, really fun. And I do like somebody who is willing to drink half a bottle of champagne in the
taxi on the
to
way
northwest London. Love that. Thank you, Johannes, for coming on. His book, Jojo Finally Home, is out already. And
I've got a signed copy now.
And we're all going to the tour.
We are.
I'll be at the Palladium, the matinee with the kids.
Yeah.
Probably see you all there. And we'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.